Blog Talk Radio.
Goes off crazier than usual. Mommy gets the kitchen knife to defend herself. He doesn't like that. Not one bit. So, me watching, he takes the knife to her, laughing while he does it. He turns to me and he says, "Why so serious?" He comes at me with the knife. "Why so serious?" He sticks the blade in my mouth. "Let's put a smile on that face." And... why so serious?
Some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
evening, everybody, and welcome to Hard Hits. I'm your host, Derek Felix Flex, in the house here on another busy night here, Thursday evening, folks, here in New York City. Hope you're all doing well out there. A Summer Olympics that we've been following, you know, more and more, kind of getting into it. You know, me, I'm more into the track and field, of course, kind of counting down until actually be able to perform, coming back from a pretty serious injury. So that's going to be a pretty big question. But most of the it's been about Michael Phelps and the swimming, and just continuing to put on unbelievable performances, gold medals, just continuing to do the job, 22 golds, and he's remarkable. He's got a chance for another gold tomorrow in the 100 butterfly, coming back from eighth position to get to second just to qualify. And the man is just unbelievable. The medley, he turned the medley into a complete joke of a race, just pulled away from everybody. Ryan Lochte didn't even medal, and that was probably it for him. But he did get 12 medals throughout his career, a brilliant career. And, of course, the gymnastics, where you got Simone Biles and you have Ali Raisman and the all-around gymnastics. Watching the tape delay of it, it looks like they did go 1-2. And I hate when people reveal that, but it is what it is. And that's I blame NBC for this because they show it on tape delay. They intentionally push things back. And if you're on the East Coast and you're watching all around gymnastics, they did the first two parts, what, early, like around 8 o'clock, 8:30, whatever, 9 o'clock. And then they went live with the swimming, and you have to go live with swimming. But if you have live streams, you know the results already. You know who won. And it's just, it's kind of a joke, really. And there's only an hour difference. Rio is 1 hour ahead of the East Coast here. And they can't even, like, they still have to, like, show these posh pieces and just, it's just too Americanized. I understand, you know, it's about our athletes, but you know, you had a 16-year-old swimmer from Canada, Alexiak is her name. She tied with Matt Manuel, who became the first female black swimmer to win Olympic gold. And they tied. Flat-footed tie for gold, right? They only interviewed, of course, Manuel, and I think they should have tried to get Alexiak after CBC, but it is what it is, and I hate NBC. I don't like the way they cover hockey either, and we've got to watch the rest of this gymnastics so I can see what it really looks like, and we're going to also talk about Alex Rodriguez, who got his one start at Fenway and got the boos, and you know what? I'm just so glad that the Yankees shut up those fans, those frauds that they are. And support Ortiz, and you know I like Ortiz, but you know what? Give me a break, all right? And how was your bullpen? How's your bullpen doing, Boston? Yeah, how's your bullpen doing? Yankees take 2 out of 3, take the last 2 games, come back fashion 2, and they come back in the 7th yesterday, they come back in the 8th tonight. How about that? That's great, and it's great to see, certainly. So, a lot of things to be excited about. This is a 45-minute, I guess, live show. 424-675-8226. We're going to talk Olympics. We're going to talk chaos. We're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk about it all. We're also going to talk about the Mets and how they're basically a done team, getting swept by the Diamondbacks at home. 9-0, scoring 5 runs. We're going to talk about that, too. We'll just try to mix it up. This is going to be a very interesting show. And A-Rod's finale is tomorrow at Yankee Stadium, where they'll make every money they can off of him. So, all right, folks. Bring in my co-host. He's been waiting patiently on the line, Mr. John Gianorio, JPG, over in Jersey City. Hi, John. How are you?
Well, hell, I'm good. How about you?
You know, I'm doing good, actually. I'm I don't know. I just don't understand. I don't understand NBC at all. But then again, am I supposed to understand NBC?
You are.
I understand NBC about as much as I understand Hal Steinbrenner and Randy Levine and Joe Girardi. So, yeah. Now, I know you're not a big Olympic guy. You're not really following the Olympics, right? Correct? You don't follow
Correct.
Olympics? Are you going to follow any? Are you following any of the basketball once it gets to the medal round with the USA?
No way.
You're going to follow any? Why not?
Why would I?
Well, if LeBron was playing, I know you would. Definitely would.
Well, hell.
We know.
No,
we
I
understand.
Wouldn't.
You what?
You know what I understand? Michael Pineda won a game for the Yankees today. Whether
he didn't
he got
get a
the win,
actually.
Or not, it's irrelevant.
He didn't get the win. He was trailing.
Irrelevant.
He left the game. He left the game. He was trailing, I think, 2-1. The Yankees were able to
they won the game.
Get their runs. The Yankees were able to get their runs in the eighth inning. And I got so much joy out of it. I just got so much joy. Fans, all these idiot Red Sox fans. I mean, really.
What about idiot Yankee fans who hate their own pitcher for no reason?
First off, Michael Pineda is a very frustrating pitcher to watch. Every inning
so
takes
what?
Almost forever.
So who cares?
And Are you
entitled to short innings?
The best thing that could happen is they trade him. Get what you can. Watch this all-around balance beam. The balance beam for gymnastics.
Get what you can. They could get. I bet you they could get more than Jesus Montero.
The balance beam is probably like the death of gymnasts. Because when you're doing a balance beam, you could literally kill yourself on a balance beam. It's kind of like...
Oh, boy.
You know, it's like, well, it's like watching a game pitched by Michael Pineda, where you just the innings take forever. You're sweating as much as he's sweating on the mound.
You suck, Flex. You suck.
As thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment any day, man. Thank you, JPG. Oh my God. So this Olympian, I don't know who she is. I told you the balance beam is tough, and she. Basically, she flipped over and fell, and landed and fell. And that was just very tough to watch. And that's the shame of the Olympics, is that sometimes you get injuries like that. She fell right on her foot.
You fell.
Had to tape it up. Yeah, I mean, the whole landing was just awkward. She landed, but she fell backwards. And Seda, I can't pronounce her name. Seda Tukalian, actually. Seda Tukalian, I'm Russian. Lost a lot of points there. And deducted a lot of points.
Was she from Siberia?
But she's Russian. She represents Russia.
Are you from Siberia?
I am not from Siberia. I'm from New York, you knucklehead.
Siberia?
Did the Cubs win again? I can't win again, did they?
Would it make you angry if you found out that they did?
I don't know. I don't know. You joined me. Did you watch Alex Rodriguez tonight? You know, actually, I don't think you did you?
Well, hell, I did not.
I mean, his timing is just completely off, you know. But, you know, he did at least get an RBI ground out. He had, like, one of those little RBI tricklers. If he still had his good legs, he would have beaten it out for a hit, too. So that would have been cool. But he got an RBI ground out, so that was cool. That was cool to pad the lead to 4-2. The game-winning hit, actually, was from Jacoby Ellsbury, another Boston favorite. The Red Sox fans again forget about a player that they had. Basically what happened was the left fielder for the Red Sox, he actually was a first-round pick last year, actually in 2015. Benintendi, I think his name is. I'm messing up his name. He looks like he's going to be a good player. I guess they drafted him out of college first round. Only he was 7th overall, and he looks like he's got, like, the package. They're playing him in left. But basically what happened was Ellsbury smoked the ball, right? Smoked the ball, put it right on the screws, and the 21-year-old left fielder, he might have lost it in the lights. It was going right to him. It was like a really hard line drive, and he kind of faded away from it, and it went right over his glove, and 2-run score for the Yankees, and that gave them the lead, and 3-2. Andrew Benintendi, that's his name. He looks like a good-looking player, though. But they were thinking about scoring a double. They gave him an E. They gave him an E. They called it a sac fly at an E, so they gave him an error. So, but Ellsbury basically delivered. Actually, yeah. Well, did they change it? It says here that they scored at Ellsbury as a double. Was it an RBI double with an error, or is it? You know what? I don't know. Let me check MLB. Let's see how MLB has it scored. But it was really hard hit. And once again, the Red Sox bullpen choked. And their bullpen is just it's as bad as their rotation. Although, for basically 7 innings, the Yankees could not touch Eduardo Rodriguez, a guy that basically gets killed by everybody else, gets pulverized by everybody else. But for some reason, when he goes up against the Yankees, JPG, he dominates them. That's really odd. I don't know. The Yankees have problems with lefties, as you know. And, well, they had a big problem with, again tonight, where he had only given up a run, and he was striking out people. He struck out A-Rod on a 3-2 fastball. A-Rod also had 2 very weak pop-ups. He did miss a double. He missed a double down the third baseline by maybe about a couple of feet. So that was like the only hard hit ball that he had, basically. But here's what I'm going to say about A-Rod. He's 41, as we know. Tomorrow's going to be his final game as a Yankee. Is it his final game of his career, or does somebody like the Marlins pick him up? I'm hoping somebody else picks him up. I want to see him get to 700 and get a real chance. When you don't play, it doesn't matter how much I've heard he works out, you know, like he works out like an animal every day. But when you don't have repetition, you know, playing JPG, your timing gets thrown out of whack. So it's really not surprising that he's looked very off balance. I mean, he did pinch hit last night's game, and he gave it a ride, but he just missed it to right field when they pinch hit him. And then after they pinch hit him, that's when the Yankees started to rally and started to score all these runs. So in a way, it's kind of amusing. They outscored the Red Sox 12-2 after A-Rod pinch hit, and the fans were chanting for him, booed him. Yeah, it's such great fans, those Red Sox fans, JPG. Yeah, but they support David Ortiz. Yeah. Hey, David Ortiz was on that list too, okay? I mean, you got to be fair about it. And don't forget, JPG, that they were this close, the Red Sox, to getting Alex. If the Players Association didn't reject the trade, going to be a Red Sox. It's amazing how forgetful fans could be, you know? How hypocritical they could be. And I know you're going to turn it against me somehow. So, but that's okay.
I am against you, but it's okay. Because you love David.
Well, you know what? You're a good rival, you know?
I'm the best rival.
All right, so.
I'm the greatest rival you could ever hope for.
And I'm going to take NBC to task for something else. You know, along with their stupid tape delays where they're showing the results of gymnastics, which were probably like 6 hours ago. Alvarez on the balance beam, the oldest gymnast, the 22-year-old who came back to try to get medals, which is awesome. And unlike most gymnasts, she's a little taller than most gymnasts. Most of these gymnasts are like midgets, you know. I don't know what it is, but I think the shorter you are, JPG, for gymnastics, I think it's maybe because they're just lower to gravity or maybe they're just lighter or both. I think it's just easier for them to land and to perform these things. So, yeah, there really aren't a lot of nasty Lucans who come around. So when I see like a taller gymnast, I kind of root for them because I feel like they're the underdog. This routine, by the way, by Ellie Raceman that I'm watching is pretty fantastic. By the way, she's from Massachusetts, Suji. I know you'll love that. You know my fascination with Boston. Yeah.
I know,
but
you love Boston.
I do. But they called,
why do you love Boston so much?
They called Simone Biles because I guess she won the gold. She helped them win as a team. That was almost a perfect routine right there by Raceman. If she had landed that flat, she probably would have won gold. But, like, they called her the best Olympian, like, the greatest Olympian, like, ever. And I'm like, all right, Simone Biles is very talented. She's 19. Well, did you know that Mary Lou Retton? Have you heard of Mary Lou Retton?
No.
And then JPG's never heard of Mary Lou Retton. Of course not. Well, basically, Mary Lou Retton, she was the best gymnast that I've ever seen. She was maybe, I think, 15 or 16 when she won gold and just won almost every medal. And she was on the Wheaties box. She was in the L.A. Games, the Los Angeles Games. She's the best. She's the best. She also won the gold in the all-around. And, of course, medaled, and she did one of the greatest vaults ever. Memorable vault, also won two silvers and two bronzes. So basically, she had five medals, JPG, in her one gymnastics performance at the age of 16. Simone Biles is 19, okay? So a little more mature. Simone Biles might wind up with as many medals, but to me, Mary Lou Retton is still the best to me because she was younger.
Because she's from the
past. Younger age. I think doing it at 16 and being able to accomplish that is pretty fantastic. How did they deduct so much off her score? That's ridiculous. You know what? They fixed it for Simone Biles to win this competition. And it's not that she isn't great. She is great. But they definitely fixed it for Simone Biles to win. It seems like they like the shorter gymnast. They like the shorter, younger gymnast. I don't know why. I mean, I can't believe I'm actually discussing this with you. But that's what
I can't believe
like
it either.
Me.
Why?
Well, I mean, we could talk about the greatest swimmer, Michael Phelps. This guy is not human, JPG. This is his final Olympics, right? He has every record. You know, he has all the gold medals. What's he got? How many medals does he have so far? Five in this Olympics? He just continues to add to records. He won his first gold in the 4x200. That's a freestyle where you got the four different swimmers, each doing 200. Ryan Lochte was in that. Then the 200 meter butterfly, he got revenge against that Ducey Lukolsky. Basically, this Lukolsky, he, kept steering at Michael Phelps. He was giving him a steer down, before warm-ups or whatever, during preliminaries. He kept steering at him, and Michael Phelps would not look at him. And Michael Phelps gave, this intense face that everybody's talking about it. And then Michael Phelps wound up beating him for the gold. He beat him for the gold. He got his revenge. Lacoste beat him by, an inch on the touch 4 years ago. So he got his revenge. So that was pretty cool. Then Phelps got another gold, 4x100 freestyle relay, another 4x100 freestyle is pretty quick. And the 200 meter individual medley tonight, that's basically you're swimming, four times basically. 50 meters, then another 50, then another 50, and another 50. And in this individual medley, everybody thought it was going to be a close race. But Michael Phelps, who was behind, and Lochte was looking really good. And Michael Phelps had this ridiculous breaststroke and made this turn. And once you get to the freestyle, Michael Phelps, it's over. He just pulled away from everybody. That's how legendary he is. He's a legend. I can't really say anything else. He has 22 golds, and I think he's got a record 25 or 26 total medals now. So, Michael Phelps, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of great swimmers. It's not just Michael Phelps. There's Katie Ledecky, if She's 19, and I think she's got 3 golds now so far this Olympics. And you had Manuel tie with Alexiak for gold, the first African-American American swimmer to win gold in swimming. That was pretty fantastic, and it was tied. They actually touched the you have to touch, you know, the wall. They touched it at the same time. So they tie the American and the 16-year-old Canadian, who NBC chose not to interview because that's NBC. NBC only focuses on Americans. Meanwhile, JPG, what are the Olympics about? What would you define the Olympics as, in your opinion?
I would define the Olympics as succulent.
Okay. Well, that's a word that you like to use a lot, and we use that word a lot on this show. But how else would we define Olympics? As a world event with plenty of countries competing against each other, like, you know, thousands of great athletes who work their whole lives for these moments. But if you watch NBC's coverage, it's only about America. It's just America. That's the only – we're the only country, JPG. That's it.
We are the only country. I agree with that.
Yeah, but you don't agree with Hillary Clinton, and neither do I. So, I mean
– I'm not with her, but you are with her.
Oh, yeah, I'm with her. By the way, yeah, I kind of wish that psychopath, even if he was a Trump supporter, would have fallen. That would have been great. Get on. I mean, anybody who does something like that, first off, how is somebody with those kind of mental disabilities even on the street? Oh, wait, maybe we could talk to Obama about that and his great, precious Unaffordable Care Act that's basically ripped off Americans. Yeah, gotta love it, though.
If you like your doctor, you can keep him.
Dr. Kevorkian or Dr. Seuss? Which one?
True.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I try shoot from the hip, JPG. You know, I mean, we started the show with some music and some clips, of course, from The Dark Knight, and then a classic Beastie Boys song, Sabotage. JPG loves Sabotage. You love the Beastie Boys as much as I do. I know this for a fact.
I'm not a huge Beastie Boys fan.
You never got into Beastie Boys. I mean, you know, they were originally a rock group. But they just
really
weren't. Yeah, they could all play it. But they realized that they had to switch it up. They changed. They were not as popular playing the instruments, so they switched. That's the unique story behind the Beastie Boys, actually. Behind the Beasties. And I think that's what makes music fascinating, is that you can actually change. You can change, and you could become and project yourself as something else. They projected themselves as rappers, and they became one of the best rap groups ever. And you know what
Did they see what they were becoming?
They saw what they were projecting themselves and saw what they were becoming.
What did they decide?
That they were going to become 4 legendary Jewish rappers. Jew-nicks. Jew rappers.
Like,
man.
You.
Yeah. Like me. You know, the Yankees actually are 3.5 out of the wild card right now, JPG. If you could believe that. Yeah.
I can believe that.
And now the Yankees have a better record than the New York Mets because they've won 2 in a row and are 2 games over 500. Yes, folks. It's true. It is absolutely true.
It's
New York
true.
Yankees.
It's damn true.
It is damn true. You know something? This Gary Sanchez, you ain't seen nothing yet. I think this guy's going to be great. I think this guy's going to be a great player, a great catcher. I saw him throw out a Boston runner like it was nothing tonight. The ball jumps off his bat. He had his first career home run in last night's win. It got out very quickly, 415 feet. Just crushed it. Still can't understand what the fascination is with Aaron Hicks and why he has to play every game. But
I thought you liked Aaron Hicks.
I did. I liked the trade. I thought he could be something, but boy, he's just been nothing but a disappointment. The one thing Aaron Hicks has, he has a plus arm. He has an excellent arm. So if the
so after all this, can you admit that maybe, just maybe, Yankee management knows better than you do about which prospects are good?
Well, maybe, just maybe, Yankee management knows what prospects are good. Even if they don't always give those prospects a chance. But I would rather see Rob Refsteiner play right field than Aaron Hicks.
They've given all of those prospects a chance.
Aaron Hicks made a terrible base blunder tonight, which tells you that there's something wrong with this guy. I mean, he was a first-round pick, actually, by the Twins in 2008. So he's hitting underneath 200, and this is what happens, right? So I think it was Gardner or Ellsbury that was up at the plate. You know, Hicks is standing at first base. He's got, you know, a nice little short lead. And the ball's right in front of him, you know? So Gardner hits a line drive. He hit the line drive right to Pedroia. And Hicks goes way off first base and gets doubled off to end an inning. I mean, like how stupid, like, how, like, dumb can you be? I mean, it's just crazy. It's ridiculous, JPG. But I mean, like, if you have a ball, if you're a runner at first and your teammate hits a line drive that's right in front of you, well, you shouldn't be so far off the base. You should be protecting to make sure you stay on the base, especially if it's a line drive like that that could be caught. And he gets doubled off. Even in a game where he has two hits, this is what Aaron Hicks is. The one thing I'll say about Aaron Hicks is he has a great arm. He does have a great arm. So if they do decide to keep Aaron Hicks around, it'll be because of that arm. So this is a hard hit show, Olympic freefall show, where we've talked gymnastics and we've talked. I like how they screwed the Russian Ilya Mustafina. You know, I just like how they decided, well, we're just going to score it for this one so she could win. I don't know. I find the scoring for gymnastics very odd. I don't know. The scoring for gymnastics is very odd. You know what the scoring is like? My favorite Winter Olympic event.
Inform me.
What's my favorite Winter Olympic event?
Curling?
Women's figure skating. Another sport that's very oddly scored. Because the judges, I don't know, they might be blind sometimes. But
you're blind.
Did that lady just fall again? I hope that's not the same lady that fell off the balance beam. That was kind of sad. Yeah, it's the same one. Oh, God, I feel sorry for her. Jesus Christ. She fell doing her just like her floor routine. That's impossible to do. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I took gymnastics when I was younger. Did you know that?
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't good. I wasn't that good, you know, at it. I mean, gymnastics are hard. I mean, so it's like when you watch gymnastics and you watch what they're basically doing to their bodies, I don't know how they do it. I really don't know how they do it. You know?
Oh, boy.
But I feel bad for this one because, all right, she finished her routine. She fell again. I mean, oh, man. I mean, but, you know, you use the powder. I don't think I ever did the, what the hell is it? The vault. If I did a vault when I was like 8, 9 years old, I probably would have killed myself. I think I was 8 or 9 years old when I did Olympics. So, but like when I did gymnastics, I thought Olympics. I wish. But like, let's see this again. So she was doing this tumbling routine, this Russian, and she just lost her balance and fell right on her ass or on her butt. Ah, brother, that's tough to watch. I mean, they're doing somersaults basically, you know, in the air. So I mean, it's hard, but you know, they're trained, and you know, you can't fall. You just can't fall there. I mean, it's pretty. Her name is Seda Tokalia, and she lost. They deducted 4.6 off her score. Like her max score would have been 15 points. She lost so many points. Ah, that is rough. That's rough, JPG. That's rough. That's rough. How old? She doesn't look like she's older than 17. Yeah, she's 17. I was right. Good guess on my part. Yeah. It's like I could tell, JPG. I could tell age. Oh.
How old are you?
Age. 39, going on 19. Uh-oh.
Still looking like a teenager?
I'm doing some push-ups right now. I'm giving you 20 right now. We're up to 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, 20. Let's keep going. 22, 23, 24, 25. 25. I did 3 sets of 20 before. So, got to do those push-ups. Because I didn't hit the gym today. Took a little bit of water. 25 push-ups, not bad. Not bad for the old guy. The old guy from Staten
Island. The old
Island.
Guy can still do it.
You know what? The old guy's motivated, actually. He's motivated. So, you know, well, the Cubs are actually in extra innings, I see. Oh, they're facing the Cardinals? Oh, I see. Oh, this game's actually on video. This is the free game of the day. Are you watching it?
I'm not. Oh, the Cubs game?
It's on. Oh, yeah, it's on Yahoo.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching the Cubs game. I thought you were asking if I was watching Olympics.
Wow, this is a nice routine by this Brazilian. You know what the sad part is? This gymnastics thing, I think, probably was over by 5 or 6 o'clock today in Rio. And they're showing the conclusion now. The Cubs just got out of bases loaded, I see. And I think your boy Mike Montgomery actually got the out. So, this Brazilian, wow. What a performance. Yeah, the Brazilian crowd loves her. I mean, it is in Brazil. It's in Rio. She just gave a great finish to her floor routine. Excellent. Excellent routine there. What's her name? Let's see. What is the name of her? She's actually pretty nice looking. Great routine. Ah, she gave, like, Ali Racepin a high five. Actually, no, that's not a Brazilian, is it? Yeah, it is Brazilian, actually. Yeah. So what is her name? Yeah, don't show the name right away, you know, NBC. Can they get these two idiots off gymnastics, please? Al Trotwig, as I call him, Rotwig, one of the great nicknames, and this other guy. They're terrible. The only person that should be talking during these gymnast routines is Nasty Lukin, the gold medalist from 8 years ago, who was awesome. Ali Raceman is up. You know what? I'll tell you what I like about some of these performances. So her parents, Ali Raceman's parents. They basically, like, stand up and are on the edge of their seat when she's, like, doing her, like, performances. This is something that, you know, we saw 4 years ago in London. And, like, her dad, he gets so intense, JPG. He's just, like, it's almost, and her mom, her father and mom are, like, living and dying with every moment of what she's doing. It's crazy good. It's, like, crazy fun to watch, actually. You know? It's crazy fun to watch. I don't know. It really is. The Olympics to me, I competed in the Maccabee Games, you know, in the Jewish Maccabee Games. So I know a little bit about, I know a little bit of what, you know, competition's about. I got a medal, actually. Did I tell you? I got a...
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Well, this was a, it was basically a team one. I was really competing in basketball. And so our basketball team was competing. And I was basically a guy that came off the bat. So I didn't play too much. We went to Baltimore, actually, in 1992. But my buddies, you know, from Staten Island Tech, Jason Goldberg, Jay Goldberg, and Joshua Kantrowitz, and I forget who the third one was. They needed a fourth guy for, like, basically a, was it a 2 or 3 mile race, I think? I think it was a 3 mile race. I hadn't done any running. You know, I'd taken some time off from running because I had a really bad heel from my plantar fasciitis. But they needed a fourth runner. So, you know, cause you need four runners, I guess, so you could have your combined score. And I was the fourth guy. So I got up early that day and came back and made my comeback or whatever. And I did all right. And we wound up winning, I think we wound up with a bronze medal. We finished third. We placed third. I still have the medal, actually. It's either bronze or silver. I got it upstairs in my room somewhere. So it's a nice medal. The only medal I have, actually, to my name. So, but honestly, you know what? My takeaway from performing and just being part of that, you know, there were countries, there were, Israel was in it, obviously. There was Australia. There were so many participants, you know, and of course from other cities. And we basically stayed in like a host house or whatever. So I stayed in this really nice house in Maryland. It was fantastic, you know. And I remember the opening ceremony. We went to this, I forget what stadium it was. I don't know. Was it Memorial Stadium? It might have been Memorial Stadium. I don't know what stadium, but the whole thing was, man, it's like, it's giving me chills just thinking about it. It was really something. It's one of the greatest things that I ever participated in, actually. You know, being able to participate in something like that, it's special. It really is special. And, like, basically, you know, that race led to me returning to track to give it a one more goal on for cross country. And
really,
I didn't do any real training that summer, and basically got in shape as we did these just crazy runs or whatever. I remember one time we ran from my high school to Cold Lakes and did like the varsity course. I don't know how I did it. I guess when you're that age, it's like you could do almost anything, you know? You could just do whatever. But the Ali race, the performance that she just did for the floor was awesome. Fantastic performance. She wound up with a silver behind Simone Biles, but great performance. My goal when I came back was to just get to the varsity. Get to the varsity, you know. Get one race on the varsity, you know. Because basically your top seven runners made up the varsity team, made up the varsity cross-country team. After that, everybody else ran JV, you know. So I basically was JV for, you know, most of the season and came down to one race. And one race, I actually had a great race. And I beat out the guy who was ahead of me. And I kind of overreacted. I kind of celebrated a little too much. But, you know, it was just my enthusiasm, knowing that I actually was going to get the chance to run for that varsity, that one race. And I blew it, though. I blew it. I made a fatal mistake. The mistake that I made, you know, when you're a runner, you never break in. You don't break in new shoes. You have to break in new shoes if you're going to break in new shoes, you know? So you have to, you know, train with them first.
I decided to buy new shoes. And it wasn't just, you know, buying the new shoes, but just warming up and the nerves that I had. We had a track meet, right, in Brown. I think it was Brown University, actually. We traveled all the way to Brown, right? So it was a great trip, and I went to Brown, and I was going to be one of the runners, one of the participants. It's nice, it was actually a nice place, very nice place, good course. But when I warmed up, you know, I could tell just with the new shoes I had, I didn't feel it. I could tell that I wasn't right. And it didn't matter how much, you know, if you're not right, you know, as an athlete or whatever, maybe because of the new shoes, maybe it was the nerves too. There was a lot of nerves, but I had a very bad race. And yeah, I went from jubilation maybe a few days prior, because I think the race that I did early, we had the race on Tuesdays, every two Tuesdays there were races of qual. And this race I think was on a Saturday. Yeah, I think it was a Saturday. And went from jubilation to tears. So that's just, I guess that's just the way I was built, you know. I was just very emotional. Yeah, you know, I really wanted it that badly, you know. Wanted to do that well. And I mean, maybe when I look back on it, it's like, okay, you know, I got to be part of something pretty special, you know. And I was never the same though after that race. My plantar fasciitis, that's when it really started to get bad. It got really bad. Got really bad. So, and I started to go see podiatrists. I went to like so many different podiatrists, right? You know, for orthotics and stuff. And I used to go get cortisone shots. I was getting cortisone shots for my heel. My left heel. That's how bad it was. Because I'd be limping around at school. So it was just, it was tough. It was a tough time, man. That plantar fasciitis, it's a painful injury, actually. You can do stretches for it. You know, if you look it up, you know, it tells you, you know, about the symptoms. There's a lot of pain. There's just a lot of pain. You know, this is something that happens to athletes, actually. You've seen it happen with basketball players, like Shaquille O'Neal, like other big players. It's happened. You know, it's just something that athletes deal with. It's a very painful injury, actually. It basically causes a standing tent in the bottom of your foot. And the pounding, it was the pounding that really caught up. You know, it was the pounding. Basically, it's basically when the growth plates, JPG, they kind of get out of whack and get inflamed. So the growth plates kind of, so it's like you get these two options, basically, you know. You could do cortisone shots. You can go for surgery. But just hearing about the surgery and how it would make you feel, like you'd feel like there was like it was glass, it didn't sound like the right thing to do. So I didn't get the surgery. But, you know, basically the rest of my track career was basically just a lot of pain. I mean, I competed in outdoor, but yeah, I just wasn't the same runner. And by my senior year, you know, I was pretty much done. You know, I was on the team, but I would just practice and I'd just be able to lightly jog around. That's how much pain I was in. So I wasn't able to participate in meets anymore. So, and eventually I went from basically being a runner to being a walker. So I did a lot of walking. And I made a comeback, actually. I started to do running again with my dad, my father, on my first job, actually. We started going for runs. We would train at CSI, at the CSI campus.
and we trained there. And we would also, we started doing like some runs. When I was maybe, what, 21 or 22? 22, I think. And at that's the best I felt doing running. But, I don't think it ever goes away, this injury. Like, I basically wear prescribed pads or whatever in my sneaker, most of my sneakers. Like, I'll do treadmill or whatever. And I can still feel it at times, you know. Yeah, that's why, you know, I don't do as much running. I would love to be able to get myself back and do running, pull out, and see where it goes. But it's hard, you know. It's a tough injury. Like, I'll tell you when you really feel it, when it's hot. Like, it's hot right now, and you could feel, like, a little bit. I feel a little bit of the plantar. Yeah, if it's hot or if the weather's bad, that's when you really can feel this injury, this particular injury. So it's basic. It's, oh, this is also actually called policeman's heel. I did not know that. Yeah, it's just very uncomfortable, you know? It's very uncomfortable. It's something that I wouldn't wish on anybody, basically. My best sport, though, was tennis. I took tennis lessons. I made the tennis team, I think, was it as a sophomore or junior? I think it might have been as a junior. I had gone out to tennis, and I made it. But I think I regret not participating. I didn't participate because I didn't feel like my grades were good enough. But I feel like I should have participated because I beat out someone that I wasn't supposed to beat out to win singles, to win, like, the third singles. Kind of do regret not participating in that. But I had a pretty good career, though. I had a pretty good high school athletic career. I did a lot of good stuff, actually, in my teenage years. From JCC travel basketball to doing the running. And I don't know why I chose running. You know, my father was a runner. My father ran the New York City Marathon, actually, in 1980. I can actually remember dropping him off. That's one of my earliest memories, actually. My mom dropped him off. He ran in like 3:48, I think. But like, I don't know. I just decided to go out for the track team for some reason. And at the top, my school was a small school, so they basically just took you. And I got good at it. I don't know. I mean, it's just like ask. I play. I don't know. I did a lot of good stuff actually growing up. When I really think about it. 424-675-8226. 2 minutes left live. I'm talking about my experiences in sports, and I did play Little League too. Speaking of sports experience, we have a guy on the line actually that used to be a baseball player in high school. Yeah, he played baseball. He actually was. He was a big baseball player. I'm talking about Brian Sanhorn. Brian Sanhorn was a big baseball player. He knows what I'm talking about. What's up, Brian?
What are you talking about?
Good question. Somehow I went from the Olympics to talking about my high school career, talking about track, talking about all the sports I played, and talking about plantar fasciitis and the pain that I've dealt with. So I just basically talked about my career in my teens and sports, basically. Just reflecting back to when I was really an athlete. So you were an athlete. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah, you played baseball.
I did. I played baseball. I played basketball a little bit. I played, you know, street
Your
hockey.
Baseball team was...
I played golf.
You played golf? Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I lettered in golf. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you know who could have played golf?
Who?
Dana could have played golf. Every time, shut up. Oh god, man. Every time we went, right? Oh, you're such a bastard. I mean, every time like we went on vacation to the Hamptons and we played golf or whatever, Justin had a good swing. He had a natural swing at the driving range. He probably could have played golf. Yeah. Justin was a basketball player, actually. He was good, actually. I think he was better. He had the chance to be better. He was better than him. He didn't last as long because of his situation, which unfortunately, because he definitely was better than me, you know. He's a lefty, guys. Ambidextrous. He actually could dribble the basketball with his right hand better than could dribble his left. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you could ask him about that sometime. Well, did he ever tell you guys that he actually went to a Nets game, you know, when they played at Brendan Byrne or whatever, the old Meadowlands complex, you know, whatever it was called, I guess, when it was in maybe the seventh grade, I don't know, okay, sixth, seventh grade, and he took a 3-point shot, I think, I don't know, he was telling me about that, yeah, so he actually got to take a shot on the basket over there. I still think that's pretty cool, you know, I mean, stuff like that is cool, you know. Brian, I've told you about my Jewish back of beer experience, helping my track buddies win like silver. Jewish back of beer games. Did I ever tell you about that? Yeah, I have a medal, actually, a track. It's a medal.
Good trick.
Still got it.
1986.
1992, actually. 1992 Baltimore.
I want to talk 86. Not today for Trey.
You don't want to talk about NBC and how only the United States matters. Sports. No.
Well, I know that goes against your party's rhetoric.
What?
I'm a Democrat.
I like this story of how these broadcasts, these unknowledgeable broadcasts, are like, well, Simone Biles, because she won the all around, is the best, like, Jeff Woman's doing so ever. No, that was Mary Lou Retton. And Mary Lou Retton was 3 years younger. Simone Biles is one of the, is right up there. But
I watched Mary Lou Retton in 84, and yes, she was great, but you do have to factor in that the Russians were not involved in those Olympics. So you do have to factor. That is a small factor because at the time, Russia was. I'm not taking anything away from Mary Lou Retton. It's just that, it's just a little notched out. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Small.
And
of course, they boycotted after we boycotted the Moscow Olympics in 1980.
Well, gee, I mean, so it was kind of,
you know,
familiar.
You know what? I'll say this about the Olympics. I do see people that post, well, if you watch the HBO story about the IOC, you'll never watch the Olympics again. You know what I told the guy? I said, oh, no, hold on. You know what I told him? I said, aren't you the guy that loves the NFL? I mean, you watch that, don't you? You really see what goes on in the NFL.
You know what? You know what comes
to
it? There's always going to be fraudulent stuff, guys. There's always going to be corruption. If I'm watching for the athletes. That's what I'm watching for. I'm watching for the athletes. I'm not watching for. I don't care about the IOC. They could go fuck themselves. You know? I mean. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to. So, I don't watch. Like, I bet you, JPG, that we could find something wrong with every sport. We could find something wrong with every sport.
Everything was better in the past.
That's not true. I wish it was true, but it's not. It's not fact. As
the
much
Cubs
as I
won.
Wish it was fact, it's not true.
The Cubs won.
what they have. They had the bases loaded, didn't they?
Box scores are hip. Mets lost 9-0.
Here we are.
Is Sanborn still on the line?
Senhart said he put us on halt. He's still here. Blonde with her summer beach blonde hair interviewing. Who was that? Javier Baez? Is it Javier Baez? Or is that which or is that Wilson Contreras?
You are.
You are.
You are.
Geraldo Chapman has a 1.17 ERA so far. Not bad.
Do you know what I'm watching right now?
What are you watching?
A huge... Oh, go.
This
go.
Girl's...
Go.
What
go.
Are you watching?
Go.
What?
Oh, he
the hell?
Oh!
No, you're not. You're really watching football.
Edmonton, Montreal, CFL.
CFL. By the way, this African-American Manuel, who got her gold medal, tears of joy getting gold medal. First African-American swimmer to ever get gold. She tied, actually, with the 16-year-old,
no.
Oleksiak, who gets her Canadian anthem. No. By the way, Oleksiak, Brian, is related to that defenseman, Oleksiak, that plays hockey, actually. She's related to the other Oleksiak. That's in hockey. The guy on Dallas, I think.
You know what I want to talk about right now?
What do
oh, the Cubs won.
About?
Cubs
they
won in 11 innings. Rizzo walked. Were the bases loaded? Was that Rizzo that walked?
That was Rizzo.
Yeah,
What if I told you I had a video, right? I had a video that would crack the both of you guys up so much that you guys
would we laugh for
never...
5 minutes, man?
Dude, this video, it's a video I took, right, at a barbecue. It was a barbecue.
Oh, it's something
the
you
The Rangers
took.
Fan barbecue gets together last
week. So it's got to be blurry.
No, it's not, actually. Basically, it's one of our fans, he did the Canadian anthem. He did the Canadian anthem. It was pretty good. He's actually very funny. I don't know.
You know what? Can I get the breaking news soundbite?
Yeah, I could give you a breaking news soundbite. Why not?
I have some breaking news. John, you'll be interested in this.
Let's go.
For the first time in Facebook history, Derek Benedict Flex posted photos that I could clearly see.
Oh, my God.
Of the Verrazano, and they were nice.
Who is this Derek Felix? I don't know him.
The Benedict? I don't know.
Clear photos. That can't be the Derek Felix I know.
By the way, also an update. The Yankees have now opened a 1.5-game lead on the Mets.
I thought it was a half.
How do you feel about that, Derek?
No, it's 1.5 now.
It's 1.5? Is it really? Oh, that's right. It is.
Or is Derek on it like a hawk? Down to the actual second.
No, Derek doesn't
care. Yeah. Yankees are only 3.5 games out of the second wild card now.
They are. Yeah, I noticed that earlier on the show.
Yeah. And Michael Pineda, the horse, got it done.
I kind of teed off on the Red Sox or their fans or their fraud fans or whatever.
What about their fraud team and their fraud front office and their fraud young stars?
Well, their young stars are not frauds. I mean, I don't know how you can
then why are they in first place?
Frauds. because they have no pitching. They have no bullpen.
No, they're
frauds. You have to
have
frauds.
They're frauds.
You know what? You're fraud. You're fraud.
You just can't admit that you were wrong about everything in baseball this year.
Do
you
know
who the
Orioles? The
Royals are done.
I mean,
the Red Sox are about to be done.
You're a complete psychopath.
Just say it. Just say it.
Royals won a big game.
Derek Felix was wrong about everything.
Danny Duffy,
you'll feel a clean game.
You know what I remember you were wrong about?
What?
Laftings?
So what?
I don't know what's better. What's better, Teak Tyrus or Teak Laftings? Which is a better nickname?
You know what's a better nickname? Wrong about everything, Flex. We're wrong about everything.
Derek Benedict with the E. Benedict in parentheses.
Benedictian. The one Benedictian.
So what? You're Benedictian.
You're a Benedictian.
Shit.
I mean,
Dodgers
are doing
it to one game.
The Dodgers are
yeah.
going to win that division, I'm telling you.
And they're a very flawed
team.
I don't know.
I don't know about
they're
that.
Pretty flawed.
Dodgers are going to win that division.
I'm going to make a guarantee right now. Guarantee.
Oh, boy. Core 4 is really taking a hit this year.
This is a craze. This is like a craze guarantee. Actually, it's not really. It's not even. It's just a guarantee, okay? All right? It's an easy call, okay? I'm going to give you a little breaking... I don't know. Should I do a breaking news or should I give you, like, a mystifying, like, sound clip for this?
No,
yeah.
do whatever happened. You want.
I'm trying to think here. What would be an appropriate thing for this? You know what? I could only think of one thing to start this with.
You can't. You can't give in. You can't give in!
All right. So,
Derek, you're so crazy.
Actually, I do have something else that's appropriate for this, too. I don't think you guys have heard this yet. But it's kind of my tribute. It's a little tribute to someone that I like. So I'm only going to play the beginning of it, okay?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. Well,
all right, gentlemen. A little Prince background music. Let's go crazy. Well, here it is, folks. Jose Altuve will win AL MVP unanimously. He will win it unanimously. Here it is. Derek Buxfield's proposal. Jose Altuve, unanimous AL MVP.
Nope.
No?
No.
Why not?
You heard me. No.
Because you're illogical?
Nope.
And irrational?
Nope.
Yes?
No.
Yes?
Who has the on-base percentage career 380?
Who?
What do you guys think of an on-base? What do you think of an on-base career 380?
probably Jock Peterson, another JPG call.
John, what do you think?
Excellent.
Player has amazing, right? Off the charts?
Yeah.
A-Rod.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
His on base this year is 246.
It's
on base this year, too. But he's owed. You know, Derek, I want to tell you a story. When I was working at Honda, right, about 4 or 5 years ago, I sued Honda. But when I left, I demanded a farewell tour, despite the fact that I sued the company I worked for.
What?
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't know what color
I'm just
wrong with that.
Well,
I mean, look, I mean, you, I don't know, what kind of response should I found one. I found the response.
Let's wind the clocks back a year. These cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross any of you. I mean, what happened? Did your balls drop off?
You know what? That's a perfect response. I mean, what other kind of response could I have?
Well, listen, it's, you know, owed is hip?
No. When it comes, first off, you need repetition. You need repetition if you're going to be able to hit. But the Yankees, the Yankees basically just sabotaged A-Rod. They just decided, well, that's it. Dooner. And he's not going to get any attacks. So, of course he's not going to be able to hit. Timing's off. Completely off.
I also have something else.
What would that be? Want another breaking news thing?
Yeah, you know what? This one might be worth it. It's from the NFL.
Are anything NFL related? That means more. Means more than the Olympics. Means more than anything. Means more than A-Rod's final game tomorrow. So let's give Ryan another breaking news.
Okay. We're celebrating an anniversary. Okay. It's a special anniversary we're celebrating. Are you ready?
You're right about that. You're right about that anniversary, by the way.
And I know Derek's all over it because this proves, John, he's watching like a hawk.
I don't think that the anniversary that you're going to bring up, though, is the anniversary I'm thinking of.
All right. Well, tell me the anniversary you're thinking of first. No, I want you to tell me the anniversary you're thinking of.
All right. Well,
and then let's see if I can.
Here is an anniversary.
You watch like a hawk.
An emotional anniversary of someone that I loved and someone that was loved by many that passed away 2 years ago. And it's, well, on August 11th. I'm talking about the one and only Robin Williams. That anniversary is the one I'm talking about.
That's
the guy.
NFL? I didn't know that was on NFL. He played football?
Robin Williams to me is a god. Because when it comes down to it, carpe diem. Words and thoughts can change. Words, thoughts, and ideas can change the world. Remember that.
John, are you listening to this?
Ridiculous.
Once again, completely not listening.
Now, you said there was an anniversary for football.
No.
Football.
I might just take it back. Yeah, I don't know.
You want to play a game, play a game. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you want from me.
From Pflugerville, Texas.
Yes. He's
25 years old. His name, and excuse me for, because this is going to be tough. Ike Mifuna, Chenidium, Enik Powell, IK, from the Buffalo Bills. 1 year ago,
punched out Geno Smith. 1 year later, IK has now thrown another punch at a Bills player during training camp. Cyrus.
Wait a second. This same guy, like, got into another fight?
He took a swing at Cyrus Kalonjo at the practice before fellow offensive lineman Ryan Groy stepped in to make it a two-on-one situation.
Is there something wrong with this guy?
No, he's exactly the kind of player I want on my roster. I'm telling you right now.
Of course you want him on your roster. I mean, he's Rex Ryan approved.
No, it's not even about that. I like his fire.
Okay. I mean, you know what?
I mean, most people do like fighting for some reason in football. It's like, oh, well, it shows that they care.
I don't know.
They care.
About what? I have no idea. JPJ.
Yep.
I saw something that happened tonight. Tonight, actually. And I made sure to include you in it, actually. Yes, I included JPG in this special thing that happened. There was something special, JPG, that happened. Yes, folks, something indeed happened that was special. Do you know what it is?
What?
A quarterback by the name of Jason. Jason. Jason Christopher. Had a total of 13 yards and 3 Bears drives. And somebody tweeted about it.
You listen to this, John?
I mean, and somebody tweeted, well, I guess some things never change. From Jason Christopher.
And Derek probably nodded in approval.
Hey,
oh, man.
I just think it's exciting as well. It's very interesting how that could happen sometimes. Yeah. Brian, do you like quitters?
Huh?
Do you like quitters?
Do I like twitters?
Do you like quitters? Quitters.
Yeah.
Quitters.
Yeah, they're fine.
Really? The quitter with it? Pat Riley?
Yeah.
You know who quit?
Yes.
Patrick Roth quit. Oh, but now Canadian fans are lighting up.
You're out of control.
Canadian fans are lighting up. We need Patrick Roy. Da-da-da. Because Patrick Roy, yes, because it's a good idea to bring back a guy who won all those cups and is a hothead and is a quitter. That's always a good idea.
Dude,
bring back a
quitter.
Oh, here's Terry Collins melting down about the Mets.
Oh, this Terry Collins meltdown? I heard this on the
radio.
See,
all over it.
Hilarious.
There it is, John. All over it.
I heard it. I mean, they played it on the radio. It was great. I mean,
he hears everything, John. He hears everything.
Did you like the meltdown? Did you like the melt? It was pretty good.
No, I'm actually upset for your Mets. It's a tough time. They're struggling, but...
You're upset for me? Why?
Yes. Well,
why are you upset?
How much the Mets mean to you?
Really? The Mets mean something to me? What do they mean to me? I'm confused.
The world.
What are you talking about?
57-57 team has the apple of your eye.
You know what I want? I want A-Rod to hit a ball. This is what I want. First off, I want him to hit a ball, foul a ball off, right? Foul a line drive off into the press box where that that nerd, Heath Goofball, because I'm sure he's going to be there, Mike Lupica is, and break the glass and scare him to death. Like it's like when Roy Hobbs fouls off that ball on the natural, and that equally idiotic Max Mercy, like, gives a look of, like, shock before he hits the home run off the lights. I also want A-Rod to hit a ball so hard that it goes right through the glass. Goes right through the glass where Reddy Levine sits. Between him and Hal. And then I want him to crush a walk-off home run. A grand slam into the upper deck. And fireworks to go off at Yankee Stadium tomorrow. That's what I want. Fireworks. That's what I want. I want fireworks. I want excitement. Okay? I want intensity. I demand it. I know that you agree.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think you agree.
I don't know if I agree.
Why don't you agree?
You know what I want to discuss right now?
The Sabres?
No.
Oh, God. What now?
I want to discuss Andrew Felix.
Discuss. I know you guys love discussing Father Felix, so go ahead. I'm ready for it.
And Derek Felix, that's what I want to discuss as well.
Can I read you a direct quote that really stupefied me today?
No. But yes.
I'm going to read it anyway. So, you know how Michael Phelps is just unbelievable, winning all these gold medals?
He's okay.
So, Ryan Lochte, right, is a pretty good swimmer, right? He's won
awesome.
12 medals. Yeah, he's awesome. He's won 12 medals, by the way, throughout his career, right? And he also, so this is what Michelle Tafoya said to him during an interview. You've entertained a lot of people. That's what she said. And my response was, that's the takeaway for Ryan Lochte, who won 12 medals and lost to the greatest of all time. Like, oh, he's only entertained people. He didn't, like, not about his medals, just that he's entertaining.
Are you entertaining?
But you know what? If I was an athlete, right, and I had accomplishments, I think I want my accomplishments extolled.
Remember, though, he's owed.
I just don't understand, you know? I don't understand how that's the takeaway. You know, not the 12 medals.
Just that he's entertaining. He's entertaining. That's it.
Are you entertaining?
I'm a draw.
You are. You're the only thing keeping the Facebook group going.
Yeah, when I exited the Facebook group, like, what happened? Like, nobody, like, did your balls drop off?
No, it was the place to be for a long time.
What?
It was the place to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, you blocked me. You got my tweet and blocked me. I love it.
Good job. Good for you, Brian. Keep
Brian
Sanford
blocked me.
Blocked you where?
On Twitter.
You've been blocked on Twitter for a long time. So.
No. I got my tweet through to you. It didn't say anything about me being blocked by you.
Here's what happened.
You re-blocked me.
He said, no. Here's what happened. He wrote, hi, and then I immediately blocked him. Zero tolerance policy.
Come on. Who does that?
Brian does, because you're annoying.
I am. I'm a nice
guy.
Need,
yeah. I don't need my best friends on Twitter. It's okay. I don't need them. It's not what it's intended for.
Derek cannot be talked about on Twitter.
No.
Look, I'm very popular.
Or if you CC a random Twitter girl, oh, forget it. That's you.
Yeah. Madeline Miller.
Oh, man.
I think she's kind of lost her mind, though. I've been reading more of her tweets. And they're making less and less sense.
Who's this? Who? Let me go read. What's her name?
Madeline Miller, but her tweets are starting to make less and less sense.
I think she's perfect for you.
It's like she started to show her inexperience.
She's called Madeline Miller?
I bet she wants to have some experience.
Does she have is her logo like a picture with her with an iced tea?
I think it is. I don't know. I mean, you're asking me questions that I'm not even focusing on right now.
Is it Madeline Miller? Or is it underscore Madeline Miller or just Madeline Miller?
You know what? Let me look it up for a second.
I'm surprised you don't have it on your screen.
Let's see.
And how do you spell it?
I like this tweet. This was a good tweet. Jacobs, she said, Will Ruben Randle ever Velcro his gloves? It might help him not drop passes that have been lovers. Ruben Randle is what he is. He sucks.
You suck.
Here it is. Here's my favorite tweet. Okay, so somebody tweeted, right? John underscore Kirby tweets, at the Bears preseason game, Cutler inspired the city of Chicago with 3 drives for 13 total yards. And Jacob responds, mid-season form. Yes. Yes, folks. Jason Christopher. And my response was Jason Christopher. And I included both you, Brian, well, you blocked me, and JPG is in the tweet also.
You're blocked.
Stop it with this Brian Christopher crap.
Look, Jason Christopher is a special thing. I don't know.
How do you spell Madeline Miller for the 30th time?
M-A-D-I-S-O-N and Miller.
Madison Miller?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that's
it is Madison Miller.
And what number? Because there's a bunch of them.
Derek?
I don't think he wants me to say it.
Oh. Look, you want to block me? Then why should I tell you?
Oh, Madison Miller. Is she tweeting about?
JPG just decided to exit stage left. Madison,
I found her. I got it because she's tweeting Derek 5 hours ago.
Yeah, Madison Miller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see why
she's
got this Madison Miller.
I think she's starting to lose her mind, though. Like,
she's perfect for you.
Her tweets are making less and less sense, though. Not good.
Eric, don't you understand? That's a sign.
You know what? I don't understand at all. I don't know. I try to understand stuff, but I'm not really good at understanding
things. The fact that I live next door to a bar and the fact that I could walk home is fantastic.
You live next door to a bar? Really?
No, I'm reading her timeline.
Wait, she lives next door to a bar?
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's interesting.
4 oh. ABC games for the Knicks. You know what? I'm going to follow her.
Well, of course you are. You have to.
Actually,
you should. Yeah, of course you would. You know, you want to be like Dan Wheeler and just obsessively follow me. That's how I blocked you.
I haven't even, honestly, Derek, I haven't thought about your Twitter in quite a while. Much to your disappointment.
I mean, you know what? You like to block people. I don't block Derek Felix.
It's actually very peaceful on Twitter for that particular reason.
Yeah, but tweet you. I don't tweet. It's not like I tweet you that much.
I guarantee you. I already know how it's going to go.
You think that I would start tweeting you like a whole bunch of times for some reason? I don't know.
No, it's the random tweets that CC like random women on Twitter that drive me bananas.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, you seem to like.
It's really the best part is that this really bothers you.
You're very baffling to me. I don't know. You really are. You really are baffling to me. I don't know.
You know what's baffling? The fact that your Red Sox are only 3.5 up. That's what's baffling.